What the hell is this? That's it. I gotta call the bank. This is not good. Not good at all. Ooh, boy.
Thank you for calling Rent a Host. This is Naughty Grog. How can I help you?
Yeah, hi. This is JC Jesse. I was just calling. Excuse me. I was just calling because I sent a check in. I sent my check in like a week ago, and I can't access my co-hosts. And this is a bit of a problem. We have to record tonight, and it's kind of jamming me up, dog. You know what I mean?
Mr. Jesse, I appreciate you giving this call. I understand
Jesse.
How...
It's Jesse.
Jesse.
Yeah.
We do appreciate the call. Of course, I understand how frustrating it must be not to have access to your co-host. Again, could you spell your name for me?
Yeah, sure. It's J-C-J-E-S-S-E.
Okay, and that the J, is that S I or a C? Actually, the letter C.
It's the letter C.
Okay, thank you very much. Okay, JC Jesse. I don't show that we've gotten any sort of payment from you.
I sent a check last week.
Has it cleared?
Well, yeah, no, I totally check that.
Because I'm showing insufficient co-host funds in the amount of $27,000.
$27,000? Are you fucking crazy?
That's just in the Stew account. Would you like me to give you the numbers?
That's not worth it. Yeah, I mean, what's the $27,000 for Stew?
Mr. Stu has taken on a lawyer, and we had to renegotiate everything. I'm sure he brought it up to you. He is now 27% owners of Calling Rent a Host.
Okay. No, I didn't. Okay. Well, he's 27. What are they? Break it down for like. So that's like at 27,000. Like that's back. That I owe for that? Like, that's ridiculous.
Right. When he renegotiated, he actually renegotiated back to the beginning
of the show. We don't renegotiate. I rent these guys.
I understand how frustrating that must be, Mr. Jesse.
I got these guys off the clearance bin. These guys are jackasses.
Well, with the success of your show and success of other shows.
The success of my show? Oh, my God.
It seems they all got a lawyer, one law dog, and they got together and renegotiated everything. I show that to get your show back running, $127,000 just to get everybody
that
back on the line.
Did
you want to go ahead and put that on a card, or would you like to do a direct bank draft, sir?
No, I don't want to do any of that. How are these guys cost $127,000? Like, I thought this was like $5 a month. Like, for like
again, that was just the introductory rate.
I mean, I even paid the extra 50 cents a month beard fee for Boost to grow that beard.
Mr. Yessi, did you click the I agree on the bottom of the form?
No, I filled out everything right. I got I wanted the multicultural package. I got I got the Syrian, I got the Canadian, I got the Mexican guy, and then I got the IT guy, cuz everybody needs an IT guy on the show. So, I mean, this isn't hard. Like,
I understand your frustration, Mr. Jesse. Now, you were wanting to make that payment via credit card, was it?
All right. I'll tell you what. Maybe I have a stock. I have stock in this company. I'm part owner. If I can get my guys back, I need my guys. If I can get my guys back, I will give over a quarter of my shares. It's a boner pill.
A quarter of nothing is still nothing. I'll need a credit card or a bank draft.
I'm getting a little agitated. I don't have a credit card for that amount of money. This is ridiculous. Check your numbers again.
Well, let me just take a look here. It'll be just a moment.
You know
moment.
What? No, hold on, hold on. Actually, no, maybe wrong. I can convince you.
Jesse, I'm so sorry. It is.
Hold on, sir. Is there something wrong with your? Hold on. Yeah. You're breaking up, sir. Hold on. Give me that again, because I need to get this fixed.
$142,000.07
Maybe I could convince you otherwise. I want you to listen to a little bit of this is just some of the magic that we have together, okay? Like this, like
two void and an arc at fucking void.
Okay, or you know,
I need that bone in there.
Does that hold on? Does that mean like
bullcrap?
You know, like I mean, these guys, they mean something.
Two void and an arc at fucking void.
It's just the guy with the clickety clack clack.
Oh, yeah, my keyboard is the biggest problem.
I can't.
Oh, your man. Keyboard is a big problem, though. It is.
I need these guys. Can we just this once?
I understand that you need them, and I need $142,000.07.
You know what, Justin?
Boost.
How you doing? Yeah, I'm on the call here. I've been listening the whole time.
Boost, is that you?
Mr. Boost, I didn't realize you were listening, sir.
You know what?
Buddy.
I'm going to avoid all those charges, and I'm going to work for free, because I love this podcast.
I knew you would want to work pro boner.
Yeah.
Outstanding. Now pro the total balance all. Will come out to $142,000.04. With him working for free.
I cost way more than that, dude. You got your numbers wrong.
Yeah.
You know how what it costs to fucking trim this beard? Hang up on this dude, man.
You're out of here.
This guy's fuck this guy.
Later, bro.
I want my $2.
You're worth every penny.
Thank you.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Fire Team, episode 78. Happy New Year.
Almost 80.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Yeah, almost 80. 80th
birthday.
I know. It's we're getting up there.
In so it's 100.
And in podcast age. Well, when we get to 100, it's going to be warmer out, so that's a good thing.
It'll be true. Summer. I can wear my bikini. I mean,
oh yeah. Oh, you're gonna look so good.
Ooh, yeah. There's this nude beach. I was gonna plan a little thing for us to go to.
Nice.
For you know our 100th anniversary.
All right, I can do that.
Yeah,
totally.
Yeah. I'm not sure if I'll be here in 100 years, but cool, man.
The DTP elephants on parade.
100th anniversary. Jeez.
We have.
Episodes.
One of those voices you heard tonight was Baroque Reaper.
Yeah, how's it going?
Baroque, how's it going, man?
Good. I had to make sure I was on mute. So, you know, today I was out there and this girl came up to me. So this girl, you know, comes up to me. She's like, hey, I recognize you from, you know, vegetarian class. And I'm like, but I'd never met her before.
Vegetarian class?
Yeah.
You have to go to classes for that?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm gonna ask my brother-in-law. I'm actually gonna go see him this weekend, and he's a vegan. And I actually have to ask him, like, why is it like for real reasons or just because he's a hippie?
Oh, I thought this was the dad joke. Whoops.
Oh yeah, yeah. I was like,
I'm like, oh, okay, this is
gonna go
to get to the other here. Side.
Yeah, where's the punchline? To eat the boner.
All right, here's the dad joke. Okay. What do you call a cow with no legs? Ground beef.
Oh, cow. Please said cat.
Oh boy.
That's a cat.
That's why I was like, what?
Oh boy.
Not bad.
We also have with us NFG Rocker Dude. Or sorry. Rocker
it's
dude.
Just Rocker Dude. It's God, you did right.
It's just Rocker Dude.
What's up? I have my last streamer tip for a bit, I think.
Okay.
Last streamer tip for a bit. There you go. Pay attention to chat. Like, even if, like, you go consistently one viewer, zero viewers, or whatever, always be looking at your chat. Because I think one of the most, not annoying, but frustrating things is when you try to interact with somebody while they're streaming and, like, 5 minutes pass by and they still haven't responded to your message. So pay attention. Just always look at your chat.
It's a lot of stuff to remember. And I'm not saying that to you, but I mean, like, as opposed to, like, just playing video games, like, now you have to worry about, like, like hitting mute. Like, I have to hit mute so I'm not, like, obnoxiously talking to chat through game chat and then looking over at chat and then talk, like a bunch of different things. And
want to know a secret?
Don't give a shit.
Last week when I was when we were doing our random podcast and I was streaming.
Yeah.
You guys didn't even know. But I was talking to my Twitch chat while I was doing the podcast because I'm on the mute. I'm the mute king.
Get out of town. You were muting that shit?
I was muting that
you
shit.
Are
I was
a you're
I was
a
talking to Fluffy
you
and
you motorboating
RPG.
Son of a bitch you. I had no idea.
I talk to you fools.
Wow. You're pretty damn good.
That's how good I am.
That, ladies and gentlemen, is the dulcet tones of Boost KDV.
How you doing?
I'm doing well, man. I'm doing well. How are you?
Pretty good.
Yeah,
I'm doing better than these penguins. A fun fact is about penguins. Penguins only have sex twice a year.
Wow, me and penguins have a lot in common. that's pretty funny. Wow. Well, I mean, they're making penguin love. Hold on 1 second. Let's just get into the mood, okay?
Oh.
Let's just get in the mood.
I know where you're going.
So you got a penguin, and they're feeling good. And then you got a mommy penguin, and she's feeling good, too. Oh, yeah. And so they make a baby penguin. They get real drunk and make a baby penguin. That's how sex works, right? And then...
And then
the mommy penguin takes off and tries to go get food. And then they've got to feed that baby penguin.
So, baby, the male penguin's penis is just too small.
You think that's what it is?
It's cold.
I thought it was because, like, the male penguin watches the baby penguin while the mommy penguin goes out and she has
to
forage.
That could be it, too, yeah.
Yeah. That's not so sexy.
I kind of like my penis size thing better.
Sorry.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's a great fun fact.
Thanks.
Don't we have another penguin fun fact about, like, polar bears eating them or something like that?
Yeah. Polar bears eat about 86 penguins a year or something like that?
Yeah. That's one polar bear.
One polar bear.
Wow. Hmm. All
right. Or in a lifetime, I think it was. I don't remember.
Okay.
That was, like, 8 episodes ago.
Yeah. We also have a special guest host tonight with us. As you could see, our good buddy Stu Godso couldn't make it tonight. He's feeling a little under the weather.
Explosive diet.
And when we say under the weather, we mean he's really like
it. He's in a crap storm.
Yeah.
Sitting on the bowl.
Hovering over the bowl.
I dare say that. He needs some Pedialyte. Seriously. Like, he's got to replace his electrolytes.
I heard the attack happened on the train, too.
Ooh, really?
Ooh, yeah. Boy, yeah. And he just made a mess out of that train bathroom.
They had to pull out that slippery when wet sign out?
Yeah. I think they did.
Ouch. That's a shame. Well, feel better, buddy. We miss you. No, we have our good buddy from the Anti-Meta podcast, Naughty Grog, is here with us. How's it going, man?
I'm so well. I'm so excited to be here. Of course, I've been listening for quite some time, so it's quite the honor to be on here with you fellas.
Oh, stop. No, no, you can go on.
Show to say that.
No,
please.
Nah, like please. I said, I have wanted to be on here and have been part of the Discord for some time. So it's really excited to be here. Of course, excited to talk about AMP and all the stuff we're trying to do over there as well. And just excited for the opportunity.
Awesome. Well, we're happy to have you here. We appreciate you popping in and hanging out, trying to
spread your seed.
Yeah, fill that Gotso hole, that Gotso size hole I have in my heart right now.
I don't think there's anyone who can fill Stu's shoes.
No,
or his bowl, evidently.
No, you're absolutely right.
He's gonna fill his hole, not his shoes.
How was everybody's New Year? New Year's. This is our first show of the year, and you know it's funny.
It is.
Thinking back, a year ago, it was our first show having switched over from Podomatic to Podbean. That was quite the pain in the ass, as I recall, to move the podcast over to another podcast
for you, maybe. Host.
Yeah. No, for me,
it wasn't that bad. Actually,
it was all right for me.
I didn't even notice. Bother me about it.
No, it was a really big pain in the ass. But I think we have been better for it. And so it's been another year. And it, like, at this time now, it's, I don't know, where we're like a year and a half in. It's crazy. Into the podcast, that is.
That's pretty crazy.
It's pretty nuts.
You know what's even crazier?
What?
It's the same people.
Yeah. Except for Stu, he's not here. He's shitting his brains out. But other than that, yeah.
But he's still here.
Yeah, he's still here. Like nobody got a big head and was like, you know what? I'm going off on my own. I'm doing my own thing.
Oh, these guys suck.
I'm doing my own podcast. Forget you guys.
Well, I didn't want to bring it up, but you know, now that it's out there.
Oh, are you going to do the Two Void and Art cast?
Yeah. And the click, 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 click.
The Just Rocker cast.
Just Rocker dude cast.
All rocker all the time.
Oh, yeah.
I did that.
Sorry, but no, how was everybody's New Year?
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty good. Hung out, chilled. During the day, the wife and I watched Wonder Woman for the first time.
Mm. That's a good flick.
Good movie.
I enjoyed it.
It's good.
Yeah, it was good.
Gal Gadot, am I right?
You are right. What about you, Baroque? How was your New Year?
Pretty good. Nothing eventful. The dog didn't bark at the fireworks and stuff. He barked at the people, but we had some really loud neighbors. they would make noise, he'd bark. Everything else going off, he's like, man, whatever. I'll sleep through it.
All right. Well, that's good. Yeah, I mean, you know, Bosco, he gets a little crazy, so.
You have no idea.
Bosco. good old Bosco. What about you, Rocker?
Oh, man, I managed to stay up till midnight, and then I went to bed, so that was. We didn't even pop the champagne, eat our grapes, or anything. We just.
It's too late for that shit.
A lot of people do that. Yeah. They eat grapes.
What is that?
It's a tradition from a country where if you can eat 12 grapes.
Now.
In like a
dead Mexican thing,
I think that's saltines. Like
an eating contest. Who can shove 12 grapes?
No. It's like you have to eat one every like stroke of the China. It's from like a South American country.
You have to eat one every stroke. Oh boy!
Ooh.
I'll take 3 grapes, please.
No, but like if you eat all of them in time, like it's good luck or something.
It's basically one grape for every month, and each one is like a quote-unquote wish or something you want to accomplish or whatever.
Oh, that's a lot of pressure.
Sounds retarded.
I don't need that kind of pressure. What about you, Naughty? How was your...
Pretty uneventful for the most part. We of course, you know, at 40, pre-gaming is a whole lot different than pre-gaming at 20. At 20, pre-gaming, of course, is a case of beer before you leave for the bar, because you want to, you know, save some money. Pre-gaming at 40 is a nap in the afternoon so that you might possibly make it till midnight. We went out to a local watering hole. My wife and I had some dinner, sang some karaoke, just generally had a good time. And yeah, I think we were sound asleep by midnight.
Awesome. Yeah, we were, we didn't get home till probably like, ooh, it was close to 2 o'clock when we got home. And that's as a family and everybody staying awake. We went to a couple friends of ours, like in my town, there are a lot of like twin homes. A lot of like, yeah, well, a lot of twin homes. And so we have these two friends that live right next to each other. So we just go back and forth into each house. One has one has food and booze, and the other one has different food and booze, and just kind of go back and forth. And we,
it's pretty cool.
We had a great time, and everybody brings their kids. And, you know, there's probably about, I don't know, there was a lot of kids. There had to have been at least 20 kids just running around back and forth between each house and the basements and just playing PlayStation and Switch and dressing up. And it was just madness. And it was nice because, you know, Josh is old enough. Before, I would have to, like, kind of one of us would have to be with him all the time because he would want to go up and down the stairs. And now it's like, all right, see you later. Like, so that was pretty nice. And also, side note, it was 14 days of fever. He has since recovered. So, yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah. But anyway, yeah, but New Year's was a lot of fun. We drank. I didn't drink that much. My wife had a great time. And I guess I could say this because there's pictures on Facebook, but there's pictures of her, like, dancing on chairs. And it was just her and all her girlfriends singing as loud as they could. It was a lot of fun. And we slept till 10 o'clock the next day.
Nice.
And that was fantastic. I can't remember the last time I slept till 10 o'clock and then watched Harry Potter all day, like New Year's Day, and she baked, and then I made dinner, and it was a good day. It was a good time.
See, that would have been good. Like, my day, New Year's Day, was, all right, let's go do all the stuff we didn't do on Saturday when we sat around the house and did nothing.
It's funny, though. I remember as a kid, like, New Year's Day, you couldn't do dick besides just stay at home because everything was closed. But now it's just like New Year's Day is like any other day.
Just another day.
Every day. Like, nothing is closed. I mean,
here about half the stuff was closed.
Now everything is open here. You can go to the grocery store, you could do anything. All the stores are open. Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Most of the stuff here was closed on New Year's Day. I think, yeah, we did a lot of cooking, a lot of eating. One other thing, I haven't had a drink in, gosh, I gave it up almost 10 years ago. And one thing that I discovered when you go out to the bar now, or go out drinking or whatever, used to be great. You'd have 3 or 4 beers or 12 or 50 or whatever. You come home, you go straight to sleep. Now the downside is I drink soda pop all night while all my friends are drinking, and I come home and I am wide awake. It's awful.
You know what I did when I quit drinking and I go to the bar still? I used to drink iced tea.
You know, I do that or soda water. And then when my buddies do shots, they buy me a shot of Red Bull. just so, kind of part of the deal. But yeah, I tell you, after drinking even iced tea all night, you got to pee, you know, a thousand times, you're just wide awake. But that's okay. It's good to get online at 3 a.m. to play video games.
Yeah, absolutely.
How about you guys? As kids, I have like fond memories of, because my parents, like, we used to go to a friend's house, kind of like you were saying, like a house party thing.
Mm-hmm.
And all the kids, like, we used to, like, every New Year's, because, like, MTV always had the clay fights.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Celebrity Deathmatch.
Every year.
Let's get it on. What was that dude? Mills Lane? Is that what that guy's name?
Yep.
Yeah.
Let's get it on.
Yeah, I used to watch that every year.
Nothing outrageous. I'm gonna have to clip that. Yeah, it's pretty fun, but it, you know, we've been doing it for like years now, and it's funny, yeah, like how much the kids have grown. And this kind of gets into something that came out today, actually, is they were yelling at each other about like who likes Jake Paul and Logan Paul. And one of the dads was like, who's that? And I was like, they're these YouTube dipshits. You know, I was like, I don't let my kids watch them. And I don't, like, I would never let my kids watch these morons. But apparently something came out today. And who was it, Rocker? It was Jake Paul, right?
Logan Paul.
Logan Paul. See, I don't even know. And, you know, he
came out yesterday, too.
Was it yesterday?
It actually came out on the 1st, because that's what someone put. Someone posted, it's like, 2017 yep. sucks. 2018 is going to be better. Day one,
dude. Yeah, and it's just a prime example of why, you know, these two guys are just like complete waste of space. And I thought they were before as well, but I mean, just what an asshole with like complete disrespect for, you know, for basically like everything, you know. But I guess when you get in that mindset. And for anybody who doesn't know, apparently, like, Logan Paul went to this, it's called, like, the Suicide Forest in
Japan.
Is it Japan?
Japan.
And so they went in there, and there was somebody, there was, like, a body that was there, and they filmed it, and the guy, and he actually used himself with the body in the background as the thumbnail. And it's just like, you know, it's just highly, highly offensive to anybody who has, you know, ever had to deal with that, you know, whether it be themselves or, you know, somebody they know. And it's just like,
I didn't get to watch the video, but what I saw, one of the, like, the big news posts was that not only that, but he like joked around with the body, like, hey, are you actually dead, or are you just fooling with us? Like, telling the body, geez, that. It was like, are you kidding me, dude? Come on, man.
Yeah,
I didn't want to watch it either.
Honest. Yeah, mm-hmm. I didn't want to watch it, but I saw, like, he did, like, this apology video, and then he wrote something like, dude, there's no coming back.
What drives me nuts is I saw that he monetized. The apology.
Yeah, well, and YouTube has handled this horribly. Like, really bad. Like, they didn't even like take the video down. They're like, somebody reviewed it and it still stayed up. It's like, what? And then other people have tried to repost it and got banned, yeah, or, you know, got warnings. It's like, that's you know, complete and utter crap.
You know, kind of the worst part is when the video first, I didn't watch the video either, but when the video first came out, it had over 600,000 likes.
Yeah. Well, because it's all these like, it's all these little kids that watch their shows and watch the videos, and they don't get it. You know, they don't get that. And that's the disconnect nowadays, you know? And so I figured out a while ago that these guys were awful. And I told my daughter, I was like, I know, even though I don't know what she's watching, I was like, I know what you're watching. And if you ever watch either of these two punks, I was like, you'll never have your phone back. But anyway, it's just, you know, I hate to get so serious this this early in the show, but, you know, it was something that I wanted to bring up just because it was so utterly, like, ridiculous. And so I also want to throw out, like, if you or anybody you know is having, like, a tough time, you know, you can call the Suicide Prevention Hotline. It's 1-800-273-8255 in the United States. And so, you know, I think probably all of us have had someone in our lives or, you know, kind of been touched by a tragedy that involves that. And it really, really aggravated me to see that. And I'm glad I didn't watch it, because it just would have been, I don't want to give that guy even one like, or I mean, even one fucking view.
Yeah.
So anyway, back to the fun stuff. Did you guys play anything this week? Anything fun or?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Overwatch.
Yes. Overwatch.
Season 8 started yesterday or Sunday. But I played my 10 placement matches last night. Nice. Went 4-6. Solo queuing.
Solo queuing's a bad idea on comp play.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad, actually.
Were you happy with how you performed?
I was.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I played about three matches, and then I got like on a really good team, like just a random team, and then we grouped up after that.
Do you want to stick together? Yes, yes,
yes. We like slaughtered like the teams that we were playing. So, yeah. After that, we won like three games in a row, and then we all kind of broke up because we were getting off. But yeah, that was fun.
That's cool.
Made it to gold, which I kind of figured anyway because I'd never played comp on PC before. So it kind of puts you like right in the middle. So I was gold.
Can I ask, is gold good or not?
Gold.
Yeah, gold's good.
Not bad.
It's like right in the middle. It's bronze, yeah. Silver, gold, diamond, platinum, and then masters or something.
An extra super double platinum.
Well, there's masters, and then there's top 500.
Grandmaster.
Grandmaster, yeah.
Grandmaster Flex.
Yeah, I think I'm still
way up.
I'm almost to 20, and I need to get to 25.
Yeah,
I need to do it. I need to do it. It's just I'm just gonna suck it up and play Mercy because I always seem to get more. Always seem to get more XP whenever I play a healer. So
yeah, it's a lot of Mercy. Well, Mercy's like one of the. In comp, you need a Mercy.
Yeah.
Or else you're going to lose.
I like playing Mercy, though. And I like playing... I started playing Roadhog. And before, I thought he was annoying. But now, I
he's pretty good.
I could see how he could be my jam. So
yeah, buffs.
Yeah.
Wait till if you ever play him on PC, some of the really crap things. Because you can whip yourself so sideways real quick. I got a guy who hooked me. And then turned real quick so that after he hooked me, I fell off the edge of the map. There's like nothing you can do. It's like, oh, damn.
Just pulls you right off the map.
Yeah.
Well, he actually hooked me and he was standing next to the ledge and just turned while he was pulling me in. So he dropped me off. And it's like, that's a good play. It pisses you off, but it's like, damn, that was a good play.
I wish Stu was on tonight because he had a, he got a message. We played together. I went away. I was away for work last Wednesday, and I brought my Xbox with me. But I was having like a really shitty time because, for some reason, like a lot of hotels nowadays, if you want to hook up a USB, and it used to be like it was like a 50-50 shot. If I brought my Xbox with me, I was gonna have access to a USB because sometimes they would like put a cover over it or whatever. But now every hotel makes it so you can. But they have a box on the back that's like in addition. It's like a cable box that attaches to the back of the TV. So you got to plug into that, and then that plugs into the TV, and it causes lag, and not like a ton of lag, but enough where it feels like you're in mud, or like when you go to turn your character, it's just like it's like slow. A split second of this feels different, and I can't. It was really hard to adjust to, but. But I really wanted to play last week because I hadn't played in like a week. And so I was playing with Rocker and Stu and who was our fourth? Was it Baroque? Yeah. And Baroque. Oh, that's right. Because you hopped on. Or no, Stu hopped on. I don't know. Whatever. But so we were playing Mayhem and we were wrecking. And Stu got like a salty message from somebody. There was like, oh. You guys think you're so good. You should go play I Am. And it was like, I don't know, something like that. But we were like, really? Like, we're just playing Mayhem. But
it was literally like, oh, running the stack team. You guys should go play them. And it's like, we're not playing a stack team.
Oh, we're
just playing.
We're a stack team. And I was like, Mayhem was perfect because as long as I wasn't shooting my guns, I was fine. Because I would go to shoot and I couldn't line up with anybody. So I was like, I'll just fucking throw hammers the whole time. Hammers and nades the whole time. And we ended up doing pretty good.
They want to use the Nova Bomb glitch?
No.
He tried like one match.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was a guy on Rocker and I played tonight. And there was a guy on our team, and it was just like, we were on so Midtown, annoying, and dude. The guy was just standing in the middle of the road, like, shoom, shoom, shoom.
It's like, I like Mayhem, but it's the one thing that kills it for me. It's just stupid.
Yeah.
It's, yeah. So, I am so bad, so awful at Crucible. So this is my one time to shine when you can just spam the buttons and still get some kills. So this is my time to play right now.
Yeah, Mayhem's fun. It just like, you know, spamming your abilities and then plus using Colony on top of that because Heavy just drops. It's like I just go grab Heavy, thump 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 thump, drop four. Run to the other side of the map, try and get the Heavy again. Like, you don't even have to look at anybody. You just, like, peek around a corner, wait till you see, like, a little red on your radar, and just drop all those nades. But it was fun.
I mean, it's just proof. Gotta bring back the fun, Bungie. Come on, man.
Yeah. Let's do it.
Bring it back.
And then tonight we also played with our buddy Vagabond. We went and did the Nightfall before we did the podcast, and that was pretty fun. And yeah, that's been the extent of my video games for the week.
Yeah, I actually played some Destiny last weekend. This week, I was bored yesterday. There was like nothing to do. The girls were doing their own thing. So I was like, you know what? I'll run my Titan through the Curse of Osiris story. So I did that, did two milestones, got them from 304 all the way up to 332. So it was
nice,
pretty damn quick. But
I've been playing. Oh, I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, but playing the story with a Titan double pulse needs and Skull Fort or whatever insurmountable Skull Fort just shows how, how OP that thing is. I don't remember even shooting my gun running through the forest. I was just throwing nades, shoulder charging people, throwing nades. It's so ridiculous.
So I had to get up for a minute because I found something. And
our old friend.
And it must have been, would you say, Boost, were you like, it's because of daylight savings time, it's back or something like that? Our old friend, The Watch. And so if you've been listening to Dad Tales podcast for a while now, you will know that occasionally there will be, more than likely in an episode, there's a watch beeping. I don't hear it. Even listening back to the episodes, like, I just skip right. I mean, it just doesn't register with me.
I mean, the last episode, it was like blatantly obvious because it was like because we started late. So it was like right in the beginning. It was like dee 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 dee.
Well, this is saying 11:25 right now. So we'll see if it goes off. We'll see if it goes off at midnight or at 11. I don't know when it goes off. I don't know when it's set. Oh shit. It says here 11:29 is when it's set.
So there you go.
Set it right here.
Oh, 1 minute.
And so I'm going to videotape myself smashing it at some point, Office Space style.
Other games?
I actually jumped into some Battlefield 1 this week and really was – I really liked that game. I think it would be a lot more fun if you had some folks to play with. I played with Canuck Show quite a bit at one time and really, really enjoyed it. There was a big update to Tom Clancy's The Division this week. So I've been playing some of that. And that game is really worth looking into if you haven't played that in some time. It's really, really good now. And, of course, Destiny 2. I am a homer for Bungie. Whatever they do, I'm okay with. Just shut up, take my money, and let me play Destiny.
Yeah, for sure. I'm getting a lot of Masterworks. Are you guys that are playing Destiny? I mean, I've been getting a ton of them.
I've been getting a lot more, it seems like. It seems like that first week I couldn't buy one for love nor money. But it seems in the last, since last Tuesday, probably, since last update, I have been getting considerably more. I actually got like 3-in-1 trip to the Cryptarch last week, and I about didn't know what to do with myself.
Yeah, I haven't getting a ton, but a handful there. Enough to make I got the Perseverance auto rifle, and I made that into Masterworks to give to my Titan. Then I have like 3 cores. So yeah, I guess they've been dropping more. But I think I've just been turning in more tokens too, so.
Dude, I got like 5 the other night that we were playing together. It's crazy.
Jeez.
I know what I haven't even
played the Christmas Eve story yet.
Yeah. You let us know when you're ready, big guy. You let us know when you're ready, love.
I will.
Oh, thank you, John. It'll be grand. Here's something I wanted to bring up. I saw on the news that that marijuana is now legal in California, Rocker.
It's been legal all year.
No, but
all
I mean
last year.
No, recreational use. No,
recreationally.
No, it's been legal since last year. Just this year is when shops are going to start opening up because they have to go through all the permit processing and stuff. So this year is when they actually start popping up. But ever since they passed the bill, it's been legal to recreationally use. You can gift it to people, but you can't sell it. And you're allowed to carry up to, I believe, an ounce on you. And you can't smoke it in public either.
I'm gonna gift you this pot. I'm going to gift you this $20.
Right? Post on Craigslist. Anyone want to gift me some pot and I'll gift you some money?
I'll gift you some money.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, and the new governor in New Jersey, when he gets sworn in, he wants to make it legal in Jersey too.
Now, here's a question I have about, like, it being legal in your state.
Mm-hmm.
What does...
I mean, that means smoke weed every day.
No, like...
Yay, yay.
Like, just regarding, like, drug testing. You know what I mean? Because, I mean, obviously, any drug test I've ever taken in my life, up until, well, a while ago, but, like, you know, when I was in my 20s, I would have to take a drug test for work or whatever. Mm-hmm. The only thing I would really be worried about is pot. But what does that mean now for like being drug tested? It's like, oh, well, we're not going to check for pot. We're only going to check for the hard stuff because it's, I mean, it's just like alcohol. It's like testing for alcohol. You know what I mean?
Well,
like,
yeah, but you still can't, you can't go to work and drink alcohol.
I know. Well, I know, but I'm just saying like alcohol leaves your system, you know, fairly quickly. Whereas, you know, pot.
THC does not.
Pot, you know, pot stays in your system.
But I believe it's a. Corporately, they can
responsible.
They can deem, you know, if you have been using. Yeah. I mean, it's up to the company.
Yeah, I mean,
I think it's going to depend on your job. I mean, obviously, a police officer or firefighter or something probably going to be held to a little higher standard than McDonald's. However, keep in mind that there are a lot of companies, even right here in the Bible Belt out here in Kansas, that they don't even test for weed anymore.
Yeah.
You know, they'll meth, all of that nastiness, they test for, but anymore, they don't even test for weed because they assume, you know, a 22-year-old's probably got some in his system.
Yeah. I've just always been curious about that. Like if it's legal, you know, how does that work with, and from a corporate level, I could see that, you know, like I work for a corporate company, you know, if I tested positive for THC or whatever, I can imagine that it's on like a bigger scale, you know what I mean? So
yeah, I don't know, it gets iffy. I know our job is, or our boss has told us we're not supposed to, but then it gets into a gray area where you're not supposed to like be intoxicated at work, so then they kind of have to prove that you were, if like an accident happened, that you were high while on the job.
Yeah,
so I don't know, it gets really, really iffy.
Well, like I said, I think it's kind of like alcohol. Like you can't,
right?
Like legally, you can't drink at work. So
or be drunk.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just the beginning, man. I'm telling you. I in the next 10-15 years.
Hey, just call in sick. You know, I wouldn't know anything about that. I'm just saying,
calling
just
in call high.
In personally, I don't. I mean, I think I always said that. I think that marijuana is a lot safer than alcohol.
Yeah. I thought you always said ass, cash, or grass, nobody rides for free in your car. Is that right?
What?
Maybe.
Okay.
My theory has always been that, you know, when you're drunk, you're going to blow right through a stop sign. If you're high, you're going to sit there and wait for it to turn green.
Probably, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, if you're drunk or high on coke or something, you're going to go do a drive-by shooting. If you're high, you might, I don't know, like a drive-by pillow fight, maybe. I don't know.
Drive-by taco run. I need like 800 tacos, man.
Nationwide legalization, I am investing heavily in Yum brands. The folks who own Taco Bell, Pizza Hut, you know, KFC.
I mean, they are treating it like alcohol, though, where you can't drive high, you know.
Absolutely.
I think that's what's slowing down nationwide legalization is they still don't have a good test, a good roadside test for how high you are. I think once they get that figured out, you'll see nationwide legalization.
Yeah. I don't know. It just must be really... I can't imagine. It just must be really weird. I can't imagine living in a state where pot is legal. It's crazy.
Real quick.
Yeah.
Before we leave our gaming talk.
Oh, this was gaming talk? Oh.
Yeah, wait.
I saw this tweet. It got retweeted by... Or quoted or something by somebody else, and I saw it. Mm-hmm. This person has 13K followers. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And this person said, I'm sorry, but this whole gaming trend is weird to me. When do adults have time to be gamers? Well, if you're over 25 doing this shit, you better be making a living from it.
Yeah. It's some ignorant guy that doesn't know what he's talking about.
That's stupid.
Yeah.
Hey, buddy, that's 1v1 me.
Asshole.
Yeah. It's like watching TV, except with the controller in your hand. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a hobby.
It's just escape. It's how you relax or whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, why do people play sports?
I mean, there's a lot worse things you could be doing. You know what I mean? Like, you could be at the bar every night, you know. And it's funny, when I used to bartend, I would think that, like, and, you know, there were guys that would come out to the bar, like, every single night and be like, you have a family. Like, why aren't you home with them? Like, when I get done here, I'm out. Like, I come out to bars on like special occasions, not because it's
if the day a ends week with night. Y.
Yeah. I mean, not that I'm judging anybody, but silently I am.
it's just silently, my wife. You know? if my wife got into it.
You'll do it. You'll find time. It's you know, if you're really into working on cars, you find time to work on your car.
Yeah.
If you're really into, you know, anything, that's you'll find time to do it because that's your thing,
a hobby.
Yeah, it's your hobby, my gaming piece. Time, like, dude, it really ebbs and flows. Like, now I am in a I'm in a low phase, whereas like once a week, maybe twice.
He's in the penguin doing it phase of gaming.
Yeah, you know? Not great.
My wife was discussing it with a coworker who had made some nasty comment about a 40-year-old playing video games. And she said, you know, and my wife being a lot smarter than I am, her response was not, you know, fuck off. It was, you know, at the end of the day, your husband is out at the bar, out doing whatever. My husband is downstairs with a bottle of water and a, you know, a handful of baby carrots playing video games with his friends.
Yeah.
Where would you prefer him to be, you know, rather than, you know, the recovering alcoholic? Well, let's see, I could be at the bar. That's probably going to end badly. Or I could be, you know, playing video games with my friends who are also happen to be my support structure, you know, my buddies when your kid's being an asshole.
Yeah, well, see, absolutely.
I think this is all because of that stupid commercial growing up. It's 10 p.m. Do you know where your kids are? We're like, it's 10 p.m. Hell yes, I'm playing video games.
I'm playing Guitar Hero.
It's you, all right. I learned by watching you. Let's see. Anyway, there was another thing I wanted to bring up that I saw this week that I know would be right up everyone's alley that either listens to this or is currently on this Skype call. And that's, there's this new show on Netflix, and it's called The Toys That Made Us. It says that it's supposed to be an 8-part series, but right now there's only 4 on there. The first episode is Star Wars toys. Nice. Second episode is Barbie. Third episode is He-Man.
And, hell yeah.
And the fourth episode is G.I. Joe. And it's basically like a mini documentary about how these toys came about. And, you know, that just
sure sounds great.
Basically the life of these toys.
Is that Netflix?
Nothing I played with.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Okay, what do we think the last 4 toys are going to be then?
cabbage patch.
Yeah, probably dildos.
They seem to be like around like 80s toys right now.
Transformers.
They might.
Something Transformers is going to have
Wheels for sure.
Hot Wheels. I bet you Nintendo. I bet you the original NES. Yeah.
Go lump it up.
Yeah. But hey, you didn't play with any Star Wars toys? I mean, Star Wars toys have been around for a while. Like
Star Wars, no. I played with the little plastic army man.
Yeah. I played more with Barbies than any of the other stuff you mentioned. Because my sister had Barbies and she had the Jeep and stuff, so I would steal them. And those were my action figures.
Well, I did have Star Wars toys, but they were probably like more like Return of the Jedi kind of era.
Yeah.
Not necessarily. Maybe even like, you know, I had an Empire Strikes Back lunchbox. But, you know, Tim and I, you wear this like the same
you're
age.
You're old,
so.
Yes. You're right. You're old.
And so like, yeah. So I had Empire Strikes, I mean, sorry, Return of the Jedi toys, but He-Man and, well, G.I. Joe was big with me, but He-Man, like that episode, I watched it last night in bed. That one really hit me. Because He-Man came out at a time where I was just like, I was their target demographic. And everything that they were saying, like, and it's just so funny. And especially, like, the guys who developed He-Man toys, they were really funny and goofy. And that was, like, one of the first toys where there wasn't a property that it supported. There wasn't a TV show. Basically, He-Man was just like this new thing, and then the cartoon came afterwards, like much later, after like a year or so after it came out. And it was it's just a really interesting story. I'm not going to give any like spoiler type details or anything like that because it's really neat to hear all these crazy facts. But
I'll definitely have to go watch it because I love He-Man. But it does bring up a point I want to ask. I think He-Man got the shaft as far as villains because his twin sister She-Ra had Hordak as the villain, who was Skeletor's mentor, like master.
Yeah.
What crap is that?
Yeah. Well, they get into like why He-Man like all of a sudden like disappeared, and so one of the theories was that, I will get into spoiler crap because I don't give a shit. And it's not spoiling anything because it's history. but they were going through, like, why did He-Man, like, all of a sudden kids just stop playing with it or not want to play with it anymore? One theory is that they created She-Ra. And a big thing to do with why He-Man was popular is because kids wanted the power. Like, I have the power, right? And now you give... And He-Man was big with little girls, and that's what made them do She-Ra. They're like, oh, if He-Man is this big with little girls, let's do one for them. So they did one for them, and now it's like the sisters are like, no, I have the power. You know, and a theory is that the little boys are like, you know what, forget this. I don't want to play with it anymore. And another one, which I completely stand behind, because I see this happen with a lot of toys, is that the companies that were making the toys, there were so many tertiary characters. You know, like Buzz Off and like, you know, Sucker Man.
Yeah, they started doing too much with that property.
When the new kids that were trying to get into it would go to the store, that's all there was. They didn't produce enough He-Man and Skeletor like throughout the life of the toy. I think it was like there was like a good 5-year run that He-Man was really big. And so at the end, you would go in and there would be like a bargain bin with like, you know, 1,000 Buzz Offs in there or whatever. And you couldn't find a He-Man or a Skeletor anywhere. And so they think that was part of the reason. But anyway, it's a really good series. And I hope they keep up with it and do like, you know, like modern, like more modern, like maybe like 90s toys and stuff like that. So it was pretty cool. It was definitely worth a watch.
Yeah, I was more of a 90s toys. Because I was born in 85, so.
Yeah.
Yep. You know, I missed He-Man somehow. I mean, I watched the show, but I never really got into the toys. I was always a G.I. Joe guy. That was always my preference. And of course, I was such a little sports geek that it was baseball cards too. Mm-hmm. Where my two big things were baseball cards and G.I. Joe.
Well, I had a I had a dad that didn't watch any sports, and he would be up, he would be like gone before I left and wouldn't get home until maybe like 6:30 at night. And so I was just like a, you know, like a latchkey kid. I would come home from school and sit my ass down and watch cartoons until they were not on anymore. And so I was into the, you know, all of those, you know, the He-Mans and all the cartoons of the time, not so much sports. And went until I was a little older, I started getting into baseball cards and stuff, but yeah, it really hit me. So it was a really cool, it's a really cool little documentary series.
That be sure to check that out.
For sure. Yeah. How about a little this or that, gentlemen?
I fear this a little bit.
Well,
I don't fear that.
This is a little something that our buddy Boost came up with last week. And it's basically you get two choices and you have to pick this or that. And yeah, since
you can go with this or you can go with that.
Since you kind of came in, we have some prepared, or at least we should have some prepared, each one of us. And we just kind of threw you in the mix. We'll just ask for your opinions, unless you come up with a this or that you want to throw in there. But all right, are you guys ready?
Me to start?
Yeah, sure, go for it, Bruce. What are we gonna do? Like three a piece?
Yeah, that's okay. Good.
All right, because I got three.
All right, you know, we're all middle-aged men. We all remember the old days of actually making a phone call. So text message.
Yeah.
Or a call.
Phone call.
Text message.
Text message.
I hate people, so we're going to go with text message.
Yeah, I can't stand being on the phone with anybody. It can be my family, anybody. I have to get off, like, quickly. It's like, I gotta go.
Other people? Text message. My wife? Call.
Word.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because words... The context of words can be lost
in a text message. That's why I like phone calls.
So especially when you talk to your wife or your girlfriend, boyfriend, whatever, phone call.
Yeah, there is yet to come out a sarcasm font to make it clear.
The best invention were emojis to kind of
help.
In that direction, but yeah.
My wife and I could have complete conversations through the Giphies back and forth.
Tea or coffee?
Tea.
I'm going to go with tea.
Yeah, I'm going to go with tea as well.
Yeah, I'll go tea.
I can't live without coffee.
Why? It's just the taste or because it's caffeinated?
No, the taste. I like the taste of coffee.
Okay.
Finally, let's see. Ooh, let's get a little deep here. Love or money?
Love.
Love.
Yeah, love.
Love.
Well, it depends how much money we're talking about here. You can buy love with money. You
know? Isn't there like a Beatles song, you know, All You Need Is Love?
Oh, no, there sure is love.
Sure is love.
We All You Need Is Love. We sung that one years ago when we were with the Beatles.
That's right. Me and Joe were young lads.
What?
Oh, now I'm going love.
All right.
All right.
Who wants to go next?
I'll go since I just made them up.
Okay.
Because I completely forgot about this thing, so I just came up with random crap. First one is going to be... TV or radio / music?
Music.
Hold on. Music on the TV or music on a radio? Is that what you mean?
No, I mean either TV, like TV visual, or like radio or your iPod music. Just music in general.
Music.
Music for me.
It's a tough one.
Shit. No question. Music every day.
I mean, I like music when I drive, but I do love the visual arts.
Yeah, I'm going to go music as well, though, I think.
Baroque is really, caught up on this one.
Music to me, maybe because I have like a long drive to work. So there's days where I just like, if I have a rough day, like if I sit down and watch TV, it's not going to do anything for me. It's just going to piss me off more, probably.
Yeah. See, so, like, I'm more music, productive with
like,
music.
Put on like whatever's in your mood. It can calm you down. Yeah. It can hype it's like you up.
One of my favorite things to listen to is this.
Okay.
That's my jam.
Northside 416-905 represent. You ready?
You're not ready. Ready.
Here we go. Well, my name is Stewie G, and I'm here to say it's good to be polite. It's a Canadian way.
We got hockey, maple syrup. We got poutine and importance. I promote the metric system.
That shit's important.
Yeah. This ain't a republic. Shit, son. We as a minion. Healthcare's so important. We insure 33 million. But don't you forget, that's just the way it goes. Word to Don Cherry.
Don Cherry and motherfucking hoes.
Yeah. See, that's yeah, music that, right
that,
there.
See, that puts you in a good mood.
I changed my mind. Immediately go smile.
See, I think music evokes like emotion, but like. Mm-hmm. Movies can take you to another world where basically you can veg out and just not think. So it's kind of a toss-up, but I think I will go ultimately with music.
See, well, now, when you say radio, though, I have to ask, is like podcasts part of that?
Yeah.
Are radio shows part of that? I'm a Prairie Home Companion guy. I'm good with just listening to old radio shows and things like that. So I don't need a TV. Other than, you know, to play video games on.
He likes theater of the mind.
I do. I can't watch TV or movies all that well. I'm terrible at it for the mere fact that I don't have the attention span. I can play video games or I can read because my brain is being active. But to watch a movie or just watch TV is tough for me because it's just you're being force fed what your entertainment is. So I'm not good at it.
Okay.
Did we all decide? We're waiting on Baruch.
I said music.
Ready?
Okay. Yeah.
Next one is going to be Destiny or Halo?
Destiny.
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 You guys are crazy.
It's Halo. Close, but Destiny.
It's not even close for me. Because I just played a lot more Halo.
I've only finished one Halo game. I have them all, but I've never actually finished any of them but one.
Yeah, growing up was all Halo.
I know Halo has like a strong background and in a lot of people's gaming careers, I guess you could say, but that not really mine. I was more of a Call of Duty nerd.
Yeah.
All
right. And the last one, boobs or butts?
Butts.
We're talking about
like my butt. Is that what you mean?
No, definitely not your butt.
Well, I suffer from no acetal, so you know. But I'm a rack man.
Yeah, boobs.
Yeah, I'm a butt man.
Okay.
Cool.
All right.
Who's next?
Baruch, you want to go?
I can go.
Okay.
All right. So, do you prefer your ribs with a dry rub or sauced?
Ooh. Dry rub.
Mm. Yeah, dry rub.
If you have to put sauce on it, obviously they've done something wrong smoking it.
That depends. I've had some really good sauce. I'm trying to think. Like when I went to this place in Birmingham, the Streamland place. I forget how they. I think they had a sauce on the side, but it was a dry rub. I'm gonna just go dry rub. I'm gonna go dry.
I'm gonna go neither because I don't like ribs.
What?
All right. I said it.
Hell, you say.
Okay.
I said it.
All right.
Wow. What don't you like about
them? Just don't do anything.
The bone up in there. He doesn't like chomping on the bone.
They have
sorry. Are you a brisket guy or are you just anti barbecue altogether?
Just don't like meat.
Barbecue. It doesn't excite me.
You're more of a fish really? Man, aren't you?
Yeah, I love seafood.
Yeah.
Please come to Kansas. I will take you to Kansas City. We will do barbecue the right way.
Oh, no, we're going to have that argument now. What is the best barbecue? Kansas, Memphis, Texas.
I was barbecue. I was on my barbecue last night at -2 degrees.
I don't count like burgers in that.
Oh yeah.
Regard.
No,
it's not barbecue.
All right, go ahead, Brooke.
All right, simple one: propane or charcoal?
Charcoal.
Ooh. Charcoal.
It's not even close.
Propane, because I've never cooked on charcoal.
Oh, I'm going to go propane because charcoal's a pain in the fucking ass. And I don't like my steak tasting like Kingsford. Charcoal briquettes.
Buy better charcoal.
You'd think propane would be a pain in the ass for you since you got to check to see if you even have any or not.
I'm all out now. I used it all up last night. No.
I'm all out.
I definitely like it. I mean, I've had a lot of years of charcoal briquettes, but... Now that I'm on, I have propane. It's definitely much easier just to light that bitch in this.
Yeah, it's way different taste.
Way do it up.
All right, okay, and one that's not barbecue related, I promise.
Okay. Yeah, you're on a big barbecue tip here, barbecue.
Hey, you know, it's in the name. Princess Peach or Daisy?
Princess Peach.
Trying to think. Basically saying blonde or brunette.
Pretty much.
Yeah, Princess Peach.
I know. I'm going to go with Daisy.
Yeah. I'll go Princess Peach, I guess.
Because Peach just wants you to rescue her and stuff, but she never does anything for you.
So she might kiss your forehead or your nose, you know.
Yeah, I'm going to go Daisy.
All right. My turn. Team Jacob or Team Edward?
That's like a Twilight reference, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, God. I'm going to go Team Edward because Jacob's a little bitch.
Somewhere my oldest daughter is listening to this.
Oh, God, I hope
so not. I have to go Team Jacob.
Oh, no.
Which one was the sparkling?
End call.
That's Edward.
Okay, I'm going to go with the other one.
Edward's the vampire. Jacob's the whiny little bitch wolf who cries about everything. I'm going to go with
the dude that looks like a llama.
Llama?
Oh, you haven't seen that picture?
No.
Oh, yeah, there's a picture of the actor.
I don't look up
and it's like
half-naked dudes in llama suits.
No. It's like his face, and then there's like a llama. Sure. That looks exactly like him.
All the time.
I believe him, and not half-naked.
Yeah.
I'm going.
Chris really into this Kylo Ren challenge. He's like, "Oh my gosh, topless dudes!"
I saw John Mayer doing that thing, and I was like, "What the hell is this thing?" Maybe I'll try it out.
Team Edward for me, vampires.
Okay,
yeah, right. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
sparkly
werewolves. I want to turn all hairy, and
you're already hairy, right? Jeez,
he's already part werewolf.
From the wolves.
This guy's got to shave his eyelids. All right, ninjas or pirates?
Damn it, that's a
ninja. That's a good one.
Ninja.
Pirates.
I'm gonna have to go with a ninja. So true story. Back with the original Wii,
you got a fucking pirate flag behind you.
Yeah, look at this guy.
You literally have a pirate flag right behind you. Like, fuck these guys, I want ninjas.
Hey, it's a tough question.
No ninja flag, I guess.
Wait, okay, we'll ask the question. Would I be a successful ninja, or would I be like me as a ninja? Because you know that.
You'd be you as a ninja.
Oh, then we're going pirate. I'd be like Beverly Hills Ninja if I was a ninja.
I'm going to go pirate. I'm going pirate.
Arr!
Okay, final one. Dominic Toretto or Brian Spilmer?
Who's Brian Spilmer? Is that the one dude? The white boy? His name Paul Walker?
Yep.
Oh, gotcha. Ooh.
Toretto.
Shoot.
I'm going Brian Spilmer.
Yeah, because he owns the Supra and he gets to drive the Supra, so go with that.
It's all about family.
And gets the girl.
Well, they all kind of. They all kind
of. Toretto gets the girl too.
Yeah, no, here. Okay, so it's Michelle Rodriguez versus whatever the other one's name is.
Michelle Rodriguez all the way.
No, can I be the Asian guy instead? He gets Gal Gadot. So.
Yeah, they both die though. Spoilers.
It's all good.
Wait, you would take the Celica over the Dodge Charger, the Daytona Charger?
It's a Supra, not a Supra.
Supra, pardon me. Whatever.
Oh my God. I think I saw a vein.
I just saw a vein pop
out of Boo's head.
Dude, he seriously almost jumped across that like Skype call at like Naughty Grog.
No, I'm sorry. A Dodge Charger is, yeah, too much car.
Dodge Charger is a Chrysler.
Well, nothing's perfect.
Cool.
All right. Well, I can't pick either one of them. It's a real Sophie's choice for me because I, you know. All right. I picked Dominic Toretto. All right. I think that concludes our this or that. Unless Naughty, you have anything you would like to add?
Didn't come up with, you know, the only one I came up with is if you had to choose rare or well done.
Oh,
perfect KC strip. Jesus. Rare or well done?
Rare.
Rare.
Oh, boy.
I'm going to go with lobster.
Come on. Yeah. If you're a meat guy, you've seen it. It goes rare.
Medium rare.
Medium, burnt. What the hell are you eating?
Yeah, rare, medium rare, and wrong.
God.
I'll accept that too.
All right.
I always go medium well.
I always go medium rare.
Yeah.
When I don't like steak, I do medium rare.
Nah, I'd have to go well done. I couldn't do it all bloody and nasty. Like that.
If it's not grazing on the salad, it's done.
Yeah, I don't like the bread.
All right.
That's the only one that came up. Sorry.
He's sitting there in the steakhouse. Like, how would you like it? He's like, mooing.
I will carve off what I want and ride the rest home.
All right, guys. Let's lightly touch on some dad improvements and do a little resolution. All right. Housekeeping. Jesus.
Let's get out of the way, you know. Look at Baroque. He lit up.
Thatthispodcast.com. If you want to go there, be our blog.
I think it's funny that I'm the one that always gets called for this, but I don't bring it up.
No, thank you. Sleeping. Housekeeping? Please go away. Let me sleep for the love of God.
You're in big trouble, though, pal. I eat pieces of shit like you for breakfast.
You eat pieces of shit for breakfast?
No.
No.
DTP housekeeping. Go to dadtalespodcast.com. They have all the information. Is it Boost? Am I right?
Yeah.
Literally all the information is there. Go check out the blog.
Read the blog.
Read the blog. I don't know what you're talking about. Come on. Read the blog.
Not for you.
Join the Discord. You know what? Whatever. I mean, it's literally been 78 weeks of me saying this. Join the Discord.
Don't join the Discord.
Whatever you want to do. But the Discord is there if you want to join it. There's a lot of great guys. You know, whatever. You know, just don't be an asshole. You know, don't be sexist. Definitely don't be a fucking racist. Don't, like, just be an intolerant person in general. Don't be any of those things if you want to join the Discord or the clan. Just be, like, a down-to-earth person. And you know what? Why do I'm spitting talking about this right now. You know what?
Be a grown-up.
You're a grown-up, maybe. If you're a kid, you can't join the Discord because you're not allowed. And don't catfish me either because I'll know that shit. I'll find out.
I'm a very good man with words. I can tell.
That's right. Also, promo code DTP for gamersubs.gg. Anyway, so that's it. Dad two improvements. New Year's resolutions. Anybody have any resolutions?
I do. Me and my wife have our own resolutions, but we made a good one together. today my wife, we talked about it, and today my wife went out and bought a basket, and this basket will contain our cellular devices when we are at home.
Okay.
Mostly during the week. You know, when our kids are at school, we're at work, they don't see us all day. So when we go home from work, we put our phones in the basket, and we can't touch them until 9 p.m. So all of our attention is on each other.
That's really good.
I like that.
And you know what actually happened tonight? We watched the first episode of Gunpowder with Kit Harington. Good show.
What's that about?
It's based in the 1600s, like the Catholic versus the Protestants, like the war. I found myself rubbing my wife's back. Who knew?
And then
I was late for the podcast.
Okay. Hey. You know, I don't really.
I didn't say anything.
No, I mean, there's nothing really to be said about that.
No, not really.
I was just rubbing her back.
He just put his cellular phone in a basket.
You know, next thing about the
cellular phones for me. I use the real thing.
Oh yeah.
Oh.
No.
But yeah, that was our little our family resolution.
Cool.
How long do you think it's gonna last though?
Lasting
all year.
Oh. Oh my God, I'm choking. That's a good one.
Yeah, that was a good one.
All right.
I hope it lasts. If it doesn't, then I'll smack her.
Right.
So I'm the fucking man of the house.
Yeah.
No, not really. Not really. I don't wear any pants.
I bet
you don't even like pants.
I mean, my wife picked up my water bottle for me.
It's adorable. How about you, Rocker?
Mine's kind of boring, but it is to get back in shape. Put on quite a bit of weight. I think I'm back up to, what, like 195, probably close to 200. I haven't weighed myself, but I'm just assuming.
Oh, so, I wish.
The goal this year is to get Zac Efron ripped.
Ooh, Zac Efron ripped. Wow.
Yeah.
Like from Baywatch, you know? From Baywatch. Oh, okay. Wow.
Yeah.
Dude.
So, that's a lot of work.
It is. But we're going to do it. Tomorrow, I go to the grocery store, start cutting out my produce and whatnot to make my lunches, my dinners, and just got to get back on the workout train too.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, good luck, buddy.
That was actually my personal. Not to get ripped like Zac Efron, because you know he's pretty damn sexy. But just to tone myself out. Yeah. Right. I used to have a nice nice six pack going. Now it's more like a four pack.
I got a keg.
At least you have a pack.
I said I got more of a keg going on over here.
I've got like a wolf pack. How about you, Naughty?
You know, a couple of things. Was the major one that our family decided is we do want to start going to church more. My personal ones, I do want to. I don't want to be a partner on Twitch. What's the other option? Affiliate. I was trying to come up with affiliate. I'd like to make affiliate. I'm going to make affiliate this year. And I think with friends and family that I have online, I don't think that'll be too tough. And then, yeah, you know, I am a biscuit over 350 pounds. My play-in weight was at about 265. So I'd like to get down around there as well.
Yeah. All right, cool. Barbecue.
I am going to try and get into shape. We've actually talked about getting like a gym membership or just make, you know, then me feel good because it's a fat tax. Because if I don't go, at least I'm paying, you know, to get thin. Not using it, my choice. But no, I want to actually do that. So I, you know, trying to take the stairs more and all that, more for, you know, just so I survive past 40. But honestly, I also have a goal that's going to just derail the hell out of that, and that's I want to cook more. I've been on like a kick of watching like Gordon Ramsay cooking videos, and yeah, that's a lot of butter, but man, it looks good. So if I do like that once a week, I'll be good.
Well, you cook for yourself. You can cook nice, healthy things.
Like I said, like I started cooking, like I said, Gordon Ramsay's eggs, like his scrambled eggs, trying that, and like, it tastes damn good. And it's like, all right.
So, is it like a 90-second eggs or something like that?
It takes like 3 minutes total.
Oh, 3 minute eggs. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're actually really good, really creamy. But my next step is I'm actually going to try and make his beef Wellington.
Oh, wow. Good luck.
Good luck, my friend.
I have confidence.
You fucking donkey.
Looks like baby vomit. Yeah. But I do want to work out, too. So it'll offset that, you know, cooking real good, too.
Sweet.
Yeah, that's a good one. I'm gonna echo the you know, getting myself into shape. I was in a shape in the summertime, and then I went on vacations, and a bunch of stuff happened, and then became a different shape. And so I would like to get into a more slimmer shape. But I think like my main one this year is that I want to be. I guess more of present as a partner, within, you know, like different aspects, you know, of my life with my wife. You know, I feel like she gets, you know, really stressed out about, you know, the finances and stuff like that. And I do as well, but, you know, that shouldn't be just a burden she has to carry because she's the, she's the CFO. The house, basically, but you know, that shouldn't like all have to fall on her. You know, it should be, you know, I need to be a little bit more responsible with that as well. So,
same,
you know, just kind of want to share more of that, those aspects of our lives together. And,
yeah, I definitely agree with that.
And yeah. And that's what I got. All right, good stuff, guys. I hope you out there in the listening audience has a good resolution. And, you know, it's always nice to set, like, you don't need to go, like, too lofty, you know, like, be ripped like Zac Efron. Or maybe you do. I don't know.
So I laughed because I was watching a show, and it was with Kevin James. It's like, Kevin Can Wait. And the guy on there was like, you give me 6 weeks, I'll have you clean. He's like, oh, and he's like, you give me 8 weeks, I'll have you looking like Batman. And I'm like, I need to find this trainer. I will do whatever if it takes me 8 weeks to look like Batman.
Speaking of that show pissed me and my wife off.
Second season beginning?
Yeah. Like, what?
Yes.
Like, seriously?
Yeah.
Like it was actually a decent show, like in the first season. And then, like, I don't want to spoil it for anybody, but.
What,
like,
show is this again?
Kevin Can Wait. It's the new Kevin James show.
Wow,
it's like his other show, but now it's
yeah,
it's
it literally became King of Queens the second try.
Part two, yeah. I don't know, stupid. I don't watch it anymore. So
I'm here looking through like Zac Efron's IMDb page to see if I could find one where he was like kind of frumpy and be like, yeah, I want to be built like Zac Efron in High School Musical 2 or something. But like, he is literally he's just like, you know.
He's so dreamy.
He's chiseled. He's just chiseled. It's like he's chiseled out of marble, guys. Am I right? It's
funny because he went to elementary school up here where I live, like an hour north.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And actually, my daughter's mom went to
school. And I've been watching him ever since he's been in elementary school.
See, oh, yeah. I would take being like Chris Pratt, like in Parks and Rec. I don't need to go for Chris Pratt Guardians of the Galaxy at this point.
Chris Pratt's a good example of how he got in shape.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but that's like private trainers, freaking cook, chef, etc.
Yeah, you if work I can out just like get, 8 you know, hours a day.
Parks and Rec version of him, I think I'll be doing pretty damn good. I can get the Guardians of the Galaxy, you know, damn.
At this point, I would settle for Kevin James. as opposed to where I'm at.
Kevin James beginning of King of Queens or Kevin James at the end of King of Queens? Because like he lost a crap ton of weight at the beginning.
Yeah. It's pretty
I'm pretty sure he was pretty hefty at that beginning. It can be done, though, because I used to be over 350, so.
It can be done. You're looking pretty svelte there, Barbecue.
It's the haircut. You know.
All right. What do you say? Holy shit.
You need to put the music on again.
That's fucking ridiculous.
That is horrible.
I should have taken my Bonera tonight.
Rocker just posted this picture of Zac Efron. It's like, that's not even like, that's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
It's like going like, I want to look like He-Man. It's just not going to happen.
It's like no body fat, just the muscles out.
My God. It's ridiculous. So stupid.
Which always brings up that point of like, girls like, Barbie's so, you know, unrealistic. There's no way you can look like that. Damn it, I grew up with He-Man. That ain't gonna happen.
Where's the frumpy G.I. Joe
look like that in his prime?
What do you say we do a little? We do some shout-outs.
Oh,
right. Yeah. Let's do some shout-outs and let's get the fuck out of here.
Song of the week and get the fuck out of here.
Songs.
Yeah. Oh, song of the week. Yeah. Let's do song of the week. Yeah. Let's do that first.
Sweet.
Okay.
Let's do it.
You ready?
I'm ready, man.
All right. I'm gonna go with the band is For All Eternity.
Oh. Okay.
And the song is Derailed.
Got it.
It's a Christian metal band.
Add it to the playlist. Okay.
I was going
to
ask. Just sounds like it. It's cool.
All right. Who's got next?
I'll go next. I'm going to go with the song is All Night by Big Boy from Outkast.
Okay.
It's a song from the Animoji commercial.
Yeah, Big Boy.
Freaking amazing song.
Oh, he's pretty good at dad jokes too.
All right, who's next?
I'm gonna go with a song. I'm pretty sure you all heard of it, but the band is Flowbots and the song is Handlebars.
I've heard of the Flowbots.
I've heard of the song.
The first album is fantastic.
Yeah, it's a good album.
Fight with Tools is a great album.
And I am going to go with Africa by Toto.
There we go.
Oh, nice.
Boom, 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 boom. All right.
My my pick for the music, if I'm allowed, would be by a band called the Turnpike Troubadours. They're out of Tulsa, Oklahoma. The song is called "The Mercury."
Let's see here. They are here. Hold on, I just have to.
What's the song?
The Mercury.
I'm actually seeing if it's on there too, because I'm like, oh, yep, it's on there.
Got it.
Do it.
Do it. We are up to 120 songs.
Damn.
Nice.
So,
damn, son.
And what we're doing now, if you're new to the show or just having no fucking clue what we're doing, is we have a Dad Tales podcast playlist on Spotify, and you can create a free Spotify account, or if you already have a Spotify account, you can go on there, find our playlist, and check it out. And we each add a new song to it every week, and it's a lot of fun. It's very, very, very eclectic mix, to say the least.
I want to say too, with our Dad Provements thing, if you wanted to share or talk about anything, join our Discord.
Absolutely. You can go into the Dad Provements channel in there, and it's basically where we just share little stuff about our lives, probably a little bit more personal than if you were just to go into a general chat. You can go in there and you know, say you got something going on, you know, kids are driving you crazy, or, you know, family problems or work problems, or, you know.
You haven't just that, like that. You need a little bit more encouragement for losing them 5 pounds? We got some supportive guys in there.
That's right. That's right. Yep. All right, guys, let's see. going to do a little something different tonight with Dad Proofments. So we're going to do probably a couple live Dad Proofments.
You mean shout-outs?
You mean shout-outs?
Sorry, shout-outs. Sorry.
I was like, what?
Can we just did live Dad Proofments? We just did Dad Proofments live. Anyway, let's see how this goes. I'm going to try this out here. Mm-hmm. There he is.
Morning.
There Welcome, is. Caller.
Where's my damn Bonera?
Oh, shit.
Hiding it from me again.
What's going on?
Hey, what's going on, guys? How y'all doing?
So this is our buddy Sharpshooter, and tonight we're going to be trying trying something different here. We're going to do live shout-outs. Mm-hmm. And you, my friend, are our first shout-out of the night.
Wow,
and man, yeah, go ahead, give us your shout out, buddy.
I want to give a shout out first off to just to the whole podcast as a whole, man. I've really enjoyed finding y'all and listening to what you guys are doing. The Discord especially, everyone in there has been exceptionally nice, very welcoming. It's nice to make a lot of new friends, but definitely, you guys too, man. Like I said, I've told y'all 100 times, dude. Y'all keep me laughing. People at work, man, looking at me crazy. I'm about falling on my chair half the time. Laughing at what you guys are doing, man. But yeah, and I appreciate you having us on here for shout outs, man. You guys got something special going on, man. Yeah.
Oh, so, thanks so much, buddy. Nice, and man. Here's your special sound for your shout out.
No, Kelly Clarkson!
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
Yeah. All right, dude. Thanks so much for joining us.
Man, oh, that's man. It from the bayou, man. Let's have a
bon bon. You know how we do. You're going to talk about the bayou. When yeah, we're down on the bayou, we're going to go get some gator, boy.
Simple that.
Some lobster étouffé.
Yeah, all right, man. Night, thanks, anyway. Man.
Later.
All right. Let's go. We may have another caller here, guys. Let's see. I'm gonna try this.
Why is his face frozen there?
Ooh, you know, just his face is frozen.
Oh, it was probably just me naturally doing that. but anyway, so while we're trying to get this other shout out on the line, well, here we go. Sin.
Yo.
What's going on, guys? Dude?
Hey. Wow, look at that professional.
Dude, I know his setup is more professional than ours.
This guy. I'm telling you.
That is not even a background. That's a blanket, like a sheet that I had to hang up on a rack just so I could cover the messy ass basement that's behind me.
I'm familiar. I thought that was a green screen and you're literally in front of a green screen version of somebody's basement.
Yeah, I mean, I could do that too. I mean, that'd probably be the smartest thing, actually. A cleaner looking basement.
Awesome. Well, thanks for hopping on and doing a live shout out with us tonight. What you got?
I had like this whole thing planned out, but I was planning on this like being an hour ago, so I'm like really tired now. But I wanted to give a shout out. That's all good. I want to give a shout out to Short Podcasts. I really like Short Podcasts. No, I'm just kidding. But anyway, I want to give a big shout out to you guys because I do listen to your podcast every week. You know, to all podcast content creators that are out there, it's tough because hopefully like you guys, like me, I work every week. So it's tough to put it together. So,
oh, hell yeah, dude.
Great job. Yeah, I know we're going to rock out 2018. And yeah, everybody else that I've met during in the community, a big shout out to you guys. Oh, there's a lot to name, so.
Awesome, dude. Well, thanks so much for hopping on and doing a shout-out with us. And thank here's you. Your special shout-out sound.
No, Kelly Clarkson!
I like it.
All right. Sin, thanks like so it. Much for waiting up for that. This is like a little troll I'm doing. It's like,
good.
Hey,
good
anybody want to wait up for this bullshit? Thanks, dude.
No worries. Cheers.
See ya. Alrighty, and let's go to, I have some written shout outs here, and then we can all go around the table. So I have one from Bob A. Fett, And Bob says, shout out to Mr. Storm. Been waiting for you to return my calls. The Bonera edition is out of control. Call me back, brother. I need help with my problems. Tell me about it.
No, Kelly Clarkson!
All I picture is Bob from Stranger Things mixed with Boba Fett.
This one's from Ian. He says, shout out at the DTP guys, you guys are the best, and even when I go through my winter gaming hiatus, the show is always awesome and makes me laugh. But I'm kind of pissed because I was told there would be hot tea. Well, there's no hot tea, but there is...
No! Kelly Clarkson!
There you go, buddy. This one's from BitDead. He said, I'd like to shout out everyone listening. Happy New Year, and stay amazing. Much love and respect. Hashtag stay fresh.
No! Kelly Clarkson!
There you go. And then this one is from my buddy Lee. He says, hey, dude, I'd like to shout out the Amped podcast. And what a great podcast and a bunch of awesome guys. Love it and keep up the good work, lads. Cheers.
No, Kelly Clarkson!
There you go.
Thanks, man. Really appreciate that.
And I have a few shout outs. First of all, I'd like to shout out how great Wawa is and how horrible Sheetz is. Sheetz is a disgusting store that is named after a bowel movement. I don't know why you would want to go into a place that's named after multiple shits and not go into a place that is wonderful like Wawa. You go get a Wawa hoagie, you go get your Wawa everything.
Wawa coffee?
Yeah, you go into Sheetz and basically it smells like... It smells like a turd.
It smells like sheet.
Yeah. It smells like a turd wrapped in a urinal cake. But, you know, if you like that kind of thing, so shout out to Wawa.
No, Kelly Clarkson!
Yeah.
Okay, can I tell you, I started laughing at Twitter when I was reading all that stuff because I've never been to either of those and I couldn't, but I mean, it's just like you bring up everything ends with a Z and then they had the pictures of the menus and I started laughing because I thought it was a joke.
Wraps.
Chicken wings and bites.
Stupid.
Are these restaurants? I've never even heard of either one. No, they're
convenience stores. Wawa's a convenience store.
It's kind of like 7-Eleven.
Yeah. That's what I figured they were like.
Like, you can get... I have a Wawa 2 blocks away from my house. You get anything there. And it's just like... And it's always fucking packed.
Which is my favorite.
Yeah. Sheetz is different. Sheetz is like... You know, that's last resort. You've been on the road for 10 hours. There's no Wawa's around.
Where do I poop?
Yeah. You're it's like,
no 7-Eleven's around.
Either I shit in this bucket on the side of the road or I go to Sheetz. More than likely, you'll shit in the bucket on the side of the road. But, you know, Sheetz is there.
For us here, it's a Quick Trip is like the top end stop and rob. Everything else is a
stop and rob.
Far cry from the perfection that is Quick Trip.
So you guys would love Wawa. Another shout out. I want to thout out.
Seriously?
Seriously, guys. I want to shout out our buddy Genius and his wife. She gave birth to a baby girl. This weekend or last. It was this past week, I think. And so, yeah, shout out to you guys. And congratulations to you both.
No, Kelly Clarkson!
Yeah, that's right. And then a final shout out to our buddy in our Discord, Colossus Kellel, who's going away to the police academy next week.
Ooh, and, good luck.
It's been a long time coming.
I know.
Good job, man.
Happy for you, buddy.
Good luck.
Good luck out there. It's a brave thing you're doing, bud.
No! Clarkson.
All right. Anybody else got a shout out?
I've got a couple if I could.
Okay.
Of course, my guys from Animator Podcast, love them all. What a great family they have been to me. Also wanted to make sure to give a huge shout out to Scum Death. What a fantastic member of our community he's become, and just kind of really reaching out to everybody and has been just really, really positive. And I want to make sure to give him a huge shout out and a thank you for all that he does.
No, Kelly Clarkson!
Great beard.
Yeah.
Great beard. Amazing beard.
I bet it smells like mahogany and fine leather-bound books.
Yeah. Like real man. I'm going to shout out my little baby daughter turned 2 last on the 28th. right after Christmas. So shout out to him.
Kelly Clarkson!
It feels like just yesterday you were feeding her while we were playing Crucible.
I know.
You hear the noises while playing Crucible?
You're doing like Vault of Glass and Crota and like, oh, sorry guys, I gotta go.
Yeah. Or he goes AFK.
Yeah, to stand there for a few hours.
He's just dead.
All right. Broke or Rocker, you got anything?
I think I'm good this week.
Okay. All righty, guys. Well, that is going to wrap it up for this week. Naughty, thanks so much for joining us, man.
Well, it's been my pleasure.
And you can find Naughty Grog on Anti-Meta Podcast. They have a great podcast. It's a little Destiny and video games. And then half the show is they pick a movie each week and they have a movie discussion. We've talked about it on here many times before. It's a really, really great, great show. And yeah, thanks so much. Where can people find you at?
You can find me on Xbox Live. You can also find me on the Twitter machine at Naughty Grog, N-A-U-G-H-T-Y, Grog, G-R-O-G.
Awesome. You can find us at Dad's Tales on Twitter. You can send us an email, dadstalespodcast@gmail.com, or just go to dadtalespodcast.com. That's really all you got to do is just go there. You can find everything you need to go. Read the blog. It's amazing.
Yes.
Just Rocker Dude.
Yeah, you can find me on Twitter and Snapchat.
Yeah,
and if you Rocker Dude.
That's a ticket. Yeah, you can find me on there. Yeah, sure. You can
find me on Twitch. Just, God damn it, just twitch.tv/RockerDude.
Yeah, just rock a dude. Come check me out. Yeah, that's where I'll be if you need me. Come on. Yeah, snarf, snarf.
Your mother's a whore.
Your mother's a whore, Trebek.
All right. Baroque.
You can find me all across the interwebs at Baroque Creeper. Plus, I don't know if we mentioned it during our housekeeping. Go to Gamer Subs. Use the code DTP. Get 10% off.
Or wait till there's like a 50%.
Or don't.
Or don't.
Yeah. All right, Boost. How about you, bud?
Boost KDV, Twitch and Twitter. And if you want to follow me on BNet, battle.net, Boost KDV number 1591.
And you can find me at JC Jessing on Twitter and on Twitch, twitch.tv/JC Jesse. And yeah, and that's
going to be a shout out to you real quick for learning how to host a channel today.
Hey, thanks, buddy. No, shout out to you for teaching me how to do it.
No, Kelly Clarkson!
That's going to be it for us for this week, everybody. Be excellent to each other.
Stay fresh.
Hashtag stay fresh.
Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker.
Dad Tales Podcast.
Exclusive.
Life moves pretty fast. You don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.